Hello, welcome to the English Navigation Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, the Police Department for Administrative Management of Social Order, Ginza City Police, has just organized to issue electronic identification accounts for office workers, employees and members of the airport security team of Ginza International Airport. After instructing on procedures and relevant documents for integration searches, citizen identification with the GIP, health insurance, social insurance, driver's license, and so on, airport officers and employees shall issue the Level 2 electronic identity account for convenience in working at a unit. Currently, Ginza International Airport has also piloted the use of Level 2 electronic identification accounts for health passengers and functional forces when checking in on domestic flights quickly and conveniently. With the name Vietnam Space Week, for the first time, Nature Week will be held in Vietnam from June 5th to 9th in Ho Chi Minh City, Hậu Giang and Bình Định. Vietnam Space Week takes place from June 5th to 6th at the Convention Center of Hậu Giang Province, June 7th at Ho Chi Minh City Student Cultural House, and June 8th to 9th at Bình Định Provincial Convention Center. The event aims to inspire the younger generation with stories of astronauts in the working and living environment in space, share about scientific research to protect the Earth, reduce environmental pollution, warn about the risk of asteroids colliding with Earth, and learn about extraterrestrial life. Within the framework of Nature Vietnam Week, students will be able to meet and interact with former astronauts, experience-based exploration and STEM day activities in the fields of astrophysics, zero gravity, robotics, virtual and augmented reality, and virtual universe. Time Higher Education, the magazine, has just listed the results of the Impact Rankings 2023. Vietnam has 9 higher education institutions participating in this list. Accordingly, Hanoi National University increased its rankings compared to 2022 and improved of 401 to secure in the world, especially in terms of quality education goals. There was a strong breakthrough when standing at the top of the list 70 in the world, 5th in Southeast Asia and 1st in Vietnam. All the schools present in the ranking include Duy Tân University, Tôn Đức Thắng University, Hanoi University of Science and Technology, National Economics University, FPT University, Phanika University, and 2 first universities participating in the ranking are Universities of Economics, Ho Chi Minh City, and Ho Chi Minh Open University. As planned on June 10, pediatric cardiothoracic surgeons from Ho Chi Minh City University of Medicine and Pharmacy Hospital will visit and screen for free of charge congenital heart disease for children in the Mekong Delta examination point at Ginza Children's Hospital. The program is jointly organized by Ginza Sponsoring Association for Poor Patients and Vinyl Capital. Currently, the hospital has implemented cardiovascular intervention techniques for children with congenital heart disease in the Mekong Delta. Most of the surgery costs are paid by health insurance. Theoretically, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the last Saturday of each month this year, Hoàng Mỹ Cửu Long General Hospital conducts a screening program for congenital heart disease for children. The children were clinically examined by doctors, make an electrocardiogram and an echocardiogram. After screening for cases of poor, near poor, and disadvantaged households who are assigned surgery and intervention, they will be guided to register for funding for surgery. Last night, the Youth Union of Ginza University held a ceremony to honor typical youth in studying and following Uncle Ho's words in 2023. Over the years, Party Committee of Kintar City has given many directions in promoting the study and following Ho Chi Minh's ideology, morality, and style among officers, party members, and youth union organizations, especially students who actually study and participate in youth work movements, bringing practical benefits to the community. On this occasion, Kintar University presented certificates of merit to 377 young people who were typical in studying and following Uncle Host in 2023. A forum of overseas Vietnamese women in the first of its kind took place in Budapest, Hungary, yesterday, gathering nearly 250 delegates from 21 countries. With its team revolving around the preservation of Vietnamese values and international integration in the fourth industrial revolution era, the Vietnamese Women's Forum in Europe was an initiative of the Association of Vietnamese Women in Hungary. It was held with the coordination of the Vietnamese Embassy in the host country and the patronage of the State Committee for Overseas Vietnamese under Vietnam's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. That's all for the English News of Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and soon's time.